Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We are back for yet another Thursday. In fact, the first Thursday of the year on the VIP.
2018,
the VIP with Unique and Mecca. So we are ecstatic about our first show. Yes, we are. My goodness,
yeah.
We will be having none other than Dawn Shay Hopkins herself, a.k.a. Raina Fitzpatrick. I don't know why I want to always call her the
why
name Fitzpatrick.
Saying Fitzpatrick?
St. Patrick. I know the name is St. Patrick, but I don't know. But, yes.
Just think of the St. Patrick Cathedral.
Girl, or the St. Patrick's Day Parade or something, because I do it all the time. I did it on the trend, too. But, yeah, definitely happy
ghost,
to have
not
her.
Not like that. Ghost would have a problem with that.
Have a problem with what?
You'd be in trouble by calling Ghost a Fitzpatrick. You might come up missing.
Yes. At least I fix it every time I do it, though. I don't even give nobody a chance. I don't give nobody a chance to fix it. As soon as I hear it, I'll be like, why did you? Did you just say, I'm going to need you to get yourself together, Mecca, and call the name of the character St. Patrick, the same way I can't stand when people call me Mika. That ain't my name. So, yeah, so, you know, she's going to be on. And, you know, I'm really excited about that. I truly believe that this young girl is such a breath of fresh air. She is so what a young 15-year-old should be, you know, in my eyes. So I'm glad that she's doing her thing the way that she is, you know. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, how grown the kids are in the industry. And,
yes.
You know, yeah. It could be a bit much
yeah.
at times. So.
Can be 15, looking like they 35.
Mm-hmm.
Already didn't have Botox and liposuction done, and their bodies ain't even fully developed yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so she's doing just so much, and, you know, I just can't wait for her to get a chance to, you know, just fill us in on her history as well. You know, might be surprised when they hear her acting history, you know.
Yeah, since
so
the
Power
was first gig.
Right. So I'm trying to, I don't want to explode. I want to let her tell her story and everything like that. But I'm definitely, like I said, excited about her being on the show. I'm excited about her career. I just really think, you know, that this is just that Power was like the beginning of something extremely big for her. You know what I mean? You know, when you're 15 and you've been in the industry more than half your life, you know, it's an awesome thing. Hey, Mom. I see you. It's an awesome thing. And oftentimes I feel like, you know, with so many child actors and actresses, sometimes it's difficult to keep them grounded at a young age. And, I thought about when we had Dionne Richmond on the show, who, you know, as well grew up in the industry, a child actor. And, you know, he began to explain, you know, what made him stay grounded and, you know, as opposed to other people his age that, you know, weren't necessarily grounded and why, you know, just so many things. But one thing that I can say is that, you know, Dawn Shay's mom, is she's there, you know what I mean? And that's an awesome thing. And oftentimes people just, you know, your child gets into the industry and you kind of don't really pay attention and you just, you know, just let them loose. So before you know it, they're dressing provocatively and just doing so many things, and you just don't even, it's just like, oh, this is, you know, if they don't do this, then they won't get that role, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I'm glad that, you know, her mom is there the way that she is in her life.
Mm-hmm. To keep her grounded.
Mm-hmm. It's just a blessing. And just the way that she raised her, talking with her mom, like I told you the other day, it was just remarkable the way that she raised Donjay. And I feel like that's also what gave her the maturity, you know, just enough maturity that she needs for her age. And then also, like we said, it, you know, also kept her grounded as well. So, you know, moms, dads, aunties, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, these young actors and actresses, they really, really need you. You know, don't let the fact that they're, you know, getting some sort of fame make you feel like, oh, well, you know, they the boss, still kids, and they need that guidance. So Donjay definitely gets that. And, you know, it's just awesome getting a chance to meet her a couple of weeks ago and just watching. At one point, I remember just standing back, watching how she reacted to her fans. You know, and how patient she was with everybody, and it was just like she wasn't going anywhere until she made sure that everyone could say whatever they wanted to say to her, or everybody could take a picture with her, and she was just the bomb.com, that little girl. I was like, wow, you know. You know me, I'm an observer at heart, so I had to stand back for a while and just kind of, like, watch it. And even her stage performance, watching how she was just youthful. She was just, you know, just a teenage girl, a real teenage girl, not what, you know, not what the industry is making teenage girls out to be these days. So, I mean, big ups to Donjay. You know, and yeah, I'm just totally in awe, like I said, with,
watching how she,
I'm just totally in awe with looking at, you know, the way that everything is going for her. I don't think it's always an easy thing being a kid in the industry. Just a lot of things, and I just feel like she handles everything with such poise and such class. So big ups to Donjay once again. I can't wait till she gets on. She's doing her thing. She's really doing her thing, and I'm so excited. I want to start talking about the stuff that she's doing, but I know.
Yeah, ready to buzz.
Right, but I'm ready to just explode.
I don't know if you had a chance to ask her mom, was it okay if we played a couple of her songs while we wait for her to get on? I uploaded, I think it was 3 songs.
Well,
so do you wanna,
actually,
the one of them.
I like Not Like Them. And I definitely wanted to ask her about Not Like Them. So I guess we can start off with Not Like Them by Donjay Hopkins. So in case y'all didn't know, she's making music
she
now.
She sings as well.
Don't y'all think? That's right. Don't y'all think just because, you know, Raina St. Patrick was killed, that Donjay Hopkins is not still doing her thing. So I would like to do that one.
Taking it easy, yeah. See, I dance my beat and I sing my own songs. My life hasn't been normal since the day I was born. But how many can say the stuff that I've done? I guess you could say, hey, I'm just not like them. Looking through the storm, I'm thinking about the aftermath. We'll see beautiful rainbows and brightly colored skies. Some people don't think like this, but when you're a dreamer, you can see through the craziness. Yeah, they'll call you weird, say you're a freak, but you're beautiful, beautiful to me. Yeah, they'll try to break you down. Break it down piece by piece. But we'll pick those pieces up and throw them back perfectly. So we're gonna paint the town with our amazing souls. Light up the dark night sky. And we'll act crazy. Singing loud and proud just enough like them.
Well, since she is here, she is here. Right. I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, you know, just like we were saying a few minutes ago, just a regular 15-year-old, you know, not a 15-year-old trying to be a 25-year-old or a 35-year-old, you know, talking about positive things, you know. So without further ado, Donje, we've been kind of bragging about you for the past 10 minutes or so. So we are going to open the line for you and just allow you the opportunity to talk to all of those out there listening who are excited about you being here. They're not excited as excited as we are, but, you know, they're excited, but we're super excited. So, Donje, welcome to the VIP.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
You are so very welcome. You know, right, absolutely. I don't even know where to start with you. I mean, I jotted down a few things that I wanted to say to you, and I'm sure Unique has some things that she would like to say as well. But one of the things I have to start off by saying that I admire about both you and your mom, and I got a chance to tell your mom the other day, because she and I had a long conversation, like we knew each other for years, which was awesome. I admire the fact that you knew from a baby that this is what you wanted to do. You wanted to be on television. And I remember doing my research, I read an article on you, and I remember you saying, you know, well, I told my mom at like 3 years old that this is what I wanted to do. And your mom was like, listen, you know, I don't know how we're going to make this work, but we're going to make it work. You know what I mean? And by the next year, you had your first actual gig on television. So tell us what that was. Because people, a lot of people think, you know, that Reign of St. Patrick was the beginning. But tell everybody about what you started off doing at 4 years old.
Well, I started out, my first TV show when I was 4 years old was Sesame Street. And so a lot of people actually don't know that. Funny, because people are always coming up to me, and they're like, I feel like I've seen you somewhere besides Power, but I can't place it because I know Power was, like, the only show you've ever been on. And I'm like, no, that's not the only show I've ever been on. Just because I'm 15 years old, I'm not just starting out. I've been doing this for a really long time. And then when I started talking to a lot of my fans and a lot of these different people who approach me, I'm like, I was also on this. And then they're like, oh, my God, that was you. And so it's so great seeing the reaction.
Right.
So,
and
so what character on Sesame Street did you were you in a scene with? Because I love Elmo and Zoe and Big Bird.
I know it, but I ain't going to tell it.
Let me stop.
Zoe was my absolute favorite at the time, but unfortunately, I didn't do a scene with her that day. I worked with Abby Cadabby, which she was a new character at the time, and it was really cool because I was like the first kid to ever work with her, and I was by myself, so it was just me and her. That was really awesome.
Oh, that's cool stuff. Yeah, my niece,
I know all your friends.
One of my nieces love Abby Cadabby.
She's so cute. I know all your friends at preschool.
Such a sweetheart. But later on, throughout the years, I got to work with a lot of other characters on the show and meet a lot of the people behind those characters, too.
Very, very nice. I'm sure that was interesting for you. We know that you started off with Sesame Street. Can you please just give the people a bit of an idea? So we know you did Sesame Street. Like I said, I did my research, so I know the answers, but you got to tell it because this is your show tonight. What else did you do before Power? So
before
when people
Power,
come up to you and they say, you know, like you said, people come up to you and say, I know I saw you somewhere else before. Let these people know. Where else, you know?
So I've been on Orange Is the New Black, Nurse Jackie, David Letterman. I've done a few of his sketches when he was on the air. That was super duper fun. And I was trying to think, TRL with Carson Daly. I've done numerous things for Nick Jr., multiple commercials and voiceovers and little promos and TV. Team We Do Me, which is on Nick Jr. Law and Order SVU, that was super fun. And, yeah, tons of national commercials, over 70 national commercials. And that's the stuff that I can, like, think of off the top of my head.
Right. So, okay, would you say that doing the kids' shows was the most fun for you, or doing the stuff like the Law and Order, was that the most fun? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the kids, they like the kids' shows, and that's what you usually see a lot of younger kids in. You don't always see, you know, children your age at the time doing those shows too often.
Yeah.
So what was...
I don't know. I like both because they're so... They're totally, like, different worlds, but they're really... I love both of them because when you're doing kids stuff, it's really fun and energetic, and you have to have this high energy, like, the whole time you're on screen and from the whole time you're on set. But then when you work with adults, you get to be a little bit more chill. And so I don't know. They're both really exciting environments, and every set is different, and every set has, like, its own aura and spirit. So I don't know. I can't really compare anything, So I'd say everything that I've done so far has been, like, equally fun. And every set has its different challenges and every scene and script. So everything is so different.
Cool.
Wow.
And that gave you the opportunity to be so well-versed, too. So that's an awesome thing. All right.
Okay, definitely.
I don't know.
So I wanted to ask you, okay. Yes, I did. I wanted to ask you, okay. So you said you knew what you wanted to do when you were 3 years old. Who inspired you? Who did you look up to? Who did you see at three and say, oh, I want to do just like they're doing?
Okay, a lot of people inspire me. I'm going to say, Raven Simone, That's So Raven. That show, like, I watch that religiously every day. Miley Cyrus, Anna Montana. probably every show and every person that was on Disney at the time, like, all those shows inspired me, all those actors and actresses, they really inspired me. Beyonce, Alicia Keys. And, yeah, they really inspired me.
Wow.
You might laugh, but I love That's So Raven, too. My grown self, yes, I did.
Raven.
That was my show, Raven. Raven Simone is fucking up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's cool stuff. So, of course, you know, and I don't think you probably ever have the opportunity to get away from Raina. I'm sure that especially since
20
you know,
years from now,
so,
you're gonna be
you know,
talking about Raina.
Right. So you know, we definitely have to get into Power, which I think was an awesome. I was telling Unique before you got on that I just feel like you've done all those awesome things up until Power, but I feel like when Power happened, it was just like a turning point for you, and I just see so much coming after this. If you think that you've done some awesome things from 4 years old to how old you are now, I can only imagine what the turning point, you know, for you is going to be. So I'm excited to see which direction, you know, you're going and all these awesome things that I know that God has in store for you. So, Power.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You're welcome. Whew, so many things I can say about Power. But I'm looking at my little list here because I got my stuff going on.
One of my absolute favorite shows, and I cried when they killed you off the show.
I was about to go there.
I wanted it to be.
I was about to go there. The fans' reaction. That's very funny. That's what I wanted you to talk about. What was the most, I guess, unique fan reaction that you got from being killed off the show? Because I know, you know, there's been obituaries for Raina. There's been T-shirts made for Raina, just so many things. So what was the most unique thing that you had to look back and be like, wow?
I'd say there's about three. Everyone had, I mean, all the fans, their reactions are so crazy. I've seen people, like, they had videos of themselves. One guy, he was like, Raina! He was just crying, and he punched this guy, and he jumped down on a table, and he was crying, and that video was actually hilarious, and that was a pretty crazy reaction. Definitely the obituary. Someone did it was these people on Instagram, not these people on Instagram, but they're fans, and they're kind of like famous from doing these videos and these like commentary videos of Power. And when they watched the episode, they did a reaction video, and they just started crying. And I think this guy, he threw something at his TV, and the TV fell down from the wall. And I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. And then one of them had a memorial service for Raina. They had on tuxedos and dresses. It was so beautiful. And, I mean, one fan, like the international fans, they started a petition. And I've had this fan that's been there since season one. And they were like, I can't just see Raina die. I can't just see her character go away. We have to do something. And I was like, well, you guys could, there's different things you guys could do. You guys could talk to the executives of it. But again, that's their decision. And they wanted the shock for the fans in the audience. And so those fans online, they started a petition. And that was just so sweet. And I think all the real fans, they were just, they were there, and they're like, I'm not leaving. I mean, the fans at Level Up, they're an awesome clothing company. They're a new clothing company. They made T-shirts, Bring Raina Back T-shirts, and I partnered up with them. So we're selling the Bring Raina Back T-shirts, and the proceeds are going to go to March of Dawn. And, yeah, shout out to Kalia Clark.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, it's
exactly. Oh, we're going to be calling you Raina, don't you?
That's awesome.
Yes, I think they're going to bring you back. I think so. They should make it to where it was all a dream.
Yeah, that was another idea like a lot of people had. And I was like, you know what, it could be a dream, but no one knows because they're like so secretive over there. It drives everyone nuts. And I'm just like, you guys seriously can't tell us what's going to happen on the next episode, even though we're on the show. And they're just like, nope, they're so tight-lipped with everything over there. But one thing, going back to the fans, I want to give a shout-out to Kalia Clark, who like made the introduction to me with Level Up, the people over at Level Up who made the Bring Raina Back T-shirts. And she is, like, a huge fan. She wrote letters to the network, emails to Courtney Kemp, and I'm just like, oh, my God, Kalia, you have to stop. But she is such a sweetheart. And she recently styled me for my first concert, my first ever concert. So just wanted to give a shout-out to her.
Yes, I met her, actually, at the concert. Shout-out to Kalia, that's right.
Are you?
Okay. Yes, definitely. Wow. So if you had the power of the pen, who would you say would be the next person that has to go? Who
Tariq.
Would you kill off?
A brother.
Everyone.
The twin.
The cast, everyone is so sweet. They're so different from the characters, from these gross, grimy characters that they play. So I don't know. That would be a really hard decision for me, like as an actor, to say, oh, I want this person off the show, because I know how much hard work it takes to get there and to like build your character and to have all this character development and just to like see it go down the drain and watch your character get killed off. That sucks. But I mean, I'm gonna say some characters. I think maybe instead of killing them on the show, maybe there needs to be like some legal action taken and just have them locked up. Maybe not dead. Because in real life, we can't just kill everybody we don't like.
That's right.
We have to think about it a lot.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I hope happens. So, you know, once your character was killed off, I was like, well, you know, I remember watching soap operas. And on those soap operas, you know, they would have the ghost of this person or whatever. So, you know, so we need you on there. So we're going to have to, you know, I don't know, Kalia, we might have to help her write another little letter and just be like, Kalia, look, tell them they need to write in the ghost, you know.
Maybe.
Because something
got to go to Bill's daughter.
I think that would be a nice little plot twist. So. Right.
That would.
Absolutely. Wow. Whew.
So
my thing is
on to the second chapter. The singing and the songwriting. How did you get into that?
I've always kind of had like this love of music and creativity, and I was always, as my mom says, I was always doing stuff. I didn't know how to like sit down. I know how to sit down, but I was always running around. So I had like this fake guitar that I had all the way up until I was 6, until I got my real guitar. And I would always make like these little jingles with my fake guitar, but when I got my real guitar, before I took lessons, I kind of like taught myself how to play. I started writing songs, but I didn't really take it seriously. I was just like, oh, this is fun. This is just a hobby. This is just what I do in my downtime. And then I'd say probably when I was around 10, like maybe like 9, 10, 11, well, actually, no. Let me go to when I was around 7 or 8. My uncle, he heard me rapping. Shout out to Real Estate Smoke. And he was like, you can really flow. And I was like, no, I can't. I'm just doing what's on the radio. And so he was like, no, you can't. Come on, let's write something. So we sat down, we started writing something, and we wrote I'm Motivated, which is one of the first tracks on my EP. It's at the beginning of the EP. And so we sat down, we wrote that, and I was like, yeah, this is cool, but I don't think I actually want to do it. So then, like a few weeks later, I think we went into the studio, we recorded it. I was sick as a dog. I was up since like 5 in the morning because I had to work, then I had camp, then I had like an audition, then I had to work some more after that. I mean, I don't remember exactly, but I know it was a really busy day. And I went into the studio, and I was just like, I'm not feeling this. I don't want to do it. And everyone was like, this song is so cool. This is such a hit. And they're like, you need to put this out. And I'm like, no, no one's going to take me serious. I'm a kid. This is just for fun. I don't think that I really want to do this as a career. I'm like, I got my accent. I don't want to do music. And then when I was 10, I went to my mom. And I was like, you know what? I think I do want to do music. I actually like this. But I had re-recorded that song so many times up until I was 12. I think when I was 12, we did it over, and that's the version that's on my EP now.
That is so cool.
Thank you.
Wow. So let me tell you, let me ask you this. Someone with, I mean, because you're extremely grounded, you know, very, very humble. I was talking about last month when you had, you know, when you did the show, and at one point I just stood back and I was just watching you interact and engage with the people. And it was just like, mm-hmm. you know, you were so patient and whatever. What do you think are the main ingredients, especially for a young person who's doing the same things that you're doing? What are those main ingredients that helps keep them humble and keep them grounded? What do you think those things are?
You just have to look around you. As fast as you got it, you can lose it. So you have to remain humble. You have to people that got you there, and you have to keep the people. But it's good to, like, you have to keep your team sort of the same, but you can't keep them at the same pace, if that makes sense. You guys have to keep working harder and faster, and if you got something that works for you, that's great, but you figure out ways to improve that. And far as fans, I'd say with keeping a good, like, fan relationship between you and your fans when you're a young actor or performer, you have to make sure there's respect there. You have to make sure that you're respecting them, because you have to think about these people are taking time and money out of their day to come see you. And they also have to give you respect. So there's, like, a really, like, thin line, and you have to make sure that that's in place, because sometimes I know we do get carried away and we're thinking about how we're tired and we're not actually thinking about the fans sometimes. So sometimes we have to break that layer down and stop thinking about ourselves. But then sometimes the fans do get carried away and they don't realize some of the things that they're doing as well. So you just have to make sure respect is there. It's there for you, it's there for your fans, and it's there for your team as well.
Miranda, you are so wise beyond your years. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
There's some people that are veterans in the game that need to hear exactly what you just said, because they forget. Always remain that way, Raina. Always.
Thank you.
I keep calling you Raina. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Donche.
It's all right.
I'm not used to it. I know
it's
what happens
like,
all
it's
the
like
time.
That is too funny. So I was actually listening to, well, I listened to a couple of your songs today, but I was listening to your music today, and one of the things that I definitely admire is the fact that I feel like you're so in your lane, and it's so easy for young people your age, because of the images and so many things, to kind of not be in their lane. And in doing so, you know, after I looked at the videos or whatever the case may be, I saw where someone was, you know, really giving you your kudos. A few people were giving you kudos, a good amount of people. And obviously someone must have said something negative or whatever the case may be. I'm glad I didn't find it, because I would have responded to it knowing me. But I just wanted to, and I'm looking for it. You know me, I would have. so you can say things that
she
I
sure
say
would
things you probably can't say to these people. But nonetheless, I just wanted to read what someone had said, because I thought it was so awesome. I responded to that person, though. They said, when one door closes, another one opens, and it says, God's blessings are endless. And, okay, let me see, because I'm trying to, God's blessings are endless. Trying to switch it over on my phone. And no man can keep him from blessing you. And then it says, keep doing what you're doing, boo. It says, a young India Ari, Jill Scott, Corinne Bailey Ray in the making. And I was like, wow, that is so awesome to be compared,
yes,
you know, to those
people.
So I don't know if you had gotten a chance to see it, but I just wanted to share that one with you because I really,
I
really liked it. I don't see the person's name, but
awesome.
I really liked that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, I had also seen where people are texting me about you at the same time, so I'm kind of like pausing in between. I'm sorry. But people are texting. People are hitting me on Facebook at the same time because they just love them some Donche. So pardon me for pausing. But I also saw where, you know, someone was talking about the fact that your lyrics are so positive. And they just couldn't understand why, if your lyrics are so positive, I mean, you're 15 years old, you're talking about things that 15-year-olds do, why would people, you know, not want to receive that? And, it, you know, in this day and age, I guess it's kind of understandable because everybody's so grown for their age. But I just want to encourage you, just stay right where you are. Because when I tell you, when I saw you a couple of weeks ago, it was a breath of fresh air for me because I think about my nieces and my nephews and the images that they see and the things that I would like for them to be able to take in, and you are really doing it. So I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I definitely appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. Let's see. Sis, you got anything else?
You know what
she keep going on.
Donche. We grew up in an era with like Tracy Spencer and Shanice Wilson. That's what you remind me of. Good, wholesome talent that, you know, like she said, she can play for her nieces. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. They can listen to your music. And I don't have to censor, you know, what they're listening to. And that's just awesome. It's just, the sky's the limit for you, Donche.
Thank
that's
you.
Absolutely. So outside of your music and outside of your acting, it's because I don't put nothing past you. You have such tenacity. But outside of your music, outside of your acting, what else is it that, you know, that you think you aspire to do and something that we probably could expect to see you doing?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I like doing. I really love writing, and if you didn't know, I wrote and co-wrote all of the songs on my EP, so I love writing songs, I love screenwriting, I even love playwriting too, so I don't know, I just really, really love writing. I don't love it when I'm in school, which is weird, but I love it when I do it on my own terms, and I can choose what I get to write about, and I also, like, really love science and forensic, totally into that, so I really love that. And I don't know, I just love helping people. There was a point when I was younger when I wanted to be a doctor. I don't know about that now, but it's still something that I would try, like I would love to get into and try and figure out. And also just love really like working behind the scenes too and seeing all the movie magic come together. And I love special effects makeup. That's something that I dibble and dabble in sometimes. And I also figure skate too.
Oh wow! This is a young lady of many, many talents. Wow! Figure skating, girl, I'd be all over the floor on that one because I wouldn't even be able to stand up. With once I put the skates on, I might as well just sit on down and look cute. We could take pictures with them on, but I ain't trying to stand up. Wow! You really have
a lot of hard work and determination, and people think that like figure skaters are just so dainty and like, and it's not a dainty sport. You have to use like all the muscles in your body when you're figure skating, so that's a lot of hard work.
And you also do gymnastics, correct?
Yeah, I used to, but I kind of stopped when we were filming Power because I got hurt, and it was weird. It was kind of like almost back-to-back. I broke my arm in figure skating, and then I think we were like in our second season of Power, and then a few months mm-hmm. later, like almost immediately after I got my cast off, I sprung my left arm. And it was, like, my wrist and my shoulder. So that was awful. And I'm just like, you know what? I got to stop. And my agents and managers, they were like, no, you have to stop. You can't do it anymore.
Aww. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm gonna get back in
shape now. Okay, good. So we look forward. We definitely look forward to seeing that going on as well. Make sure you let us know, you know, if you're doing anything in terms of your gymnastics or even the figure skating, because I want to see it all. You know, I love a person with multiple talents.
You.
Go ahead, sis. You were about to say something. You're welcome.
I just wanted her to tell everyone where they can listen to this EP at, or buy it, or download it.
Okay, so 3.2 is 3.2. You can find 3.2 is available everywhere for downloading and streaming. It's on over 43 music sites. It's on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music. And those are just like the few that I can name off the top of my head. It's on over 43 downloading and music streaming sites. So buy.
That's right. Buy, 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 buy.
Yes.
So we have, I'm going to open the line. We have a caller, 7176. If you have anything to say to Don Shade, this would be a good time. So we're going to open the line for you.
Hi,
hello,
this is Jen
7176.
Calling.
Welcome
Hi,
to the
this
VIP.
Is Jen calling. Hi,
how
this
are
is
you?
Jen calling, DJ All Stars assistant. How are you?
I'm great. You have something
Hi.
To say to Dancha?
Yes, we just want to say congratulations. We love everything that she's doing, and we're super, super proud of her. And anything that we can do to support you, just let us know when we got you.
Thank you so much. I love that. And I'll definitely keep you guys in the loop if I have any upcoming performances or meet and greets or anything like that.
Absolutely. And please send us your music, too, and we'll get that on the All-Star Show on every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Strong Island TV.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Best
you
of luck
so much.
To you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Awesome.
All righty, so I see your auntie is on here, sis. You know, she always calls in with her words of wisdom, so let me open a line for my mom.
Hi, Dante. Ma? How are you, sweetie? Yes, hi.
I'm good.
Hi,
Ma.
Welcome to the VIP.
Hi, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. Dante? How are you?
I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I am just overwhelmed with gratitude. I mean, you, to be such a young woman, a young lady, you are so far advanced. It's like you've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter spoke about you. She was just, go on, sweetie.
Thank you. Oh, no, I was saying, I don't know, man.
It's just amazing. But God bless you and continue to reach for the sky and beyond, because I can see you going far, far beyond your wildest imagination. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thanks, Ma.
Oh,
thanks
God
for
bless
tuning
you.
In. Thank you. Donche, I wanted to get back a little bit, because I like, definitely to find out inspiration behind certain things. And being that mm-hmm. one of my favorite songs is now the one that we just played, actually, Not Like Them. What was the inspiration behind it?
So the inspiration for that song was actually my life. So not a lot of people know this, but I was born premature. I was born 28 weeks premature, and not a lot of people know that. But last year I started sharing my story. There was just an outpour of support, and I didn't realize that half of my supporters and my followers and my fans, half of them were either born premature or their kids were born premature. So that was really interesting just to see that. And so Not Like Them, that was inspiration, Not Like Them.
Wow.
And also, a lot of the activities and things that I did, I was the only kid of color. So that was also like some of the inspiration too.
Deep. Don't say the deep one, boy. I'm telling you, people are not ready for this young lady here. I'm telling you, wow, in awe.
Go ahead, Jess.
No, I was just going to say, when I was listening to it, it's so many things happening, the young people being bullied, you know, just different things. And so when I listened to the song, that was what I thought about, some of the things that, you know, our youth face today. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. But go ahead, sis.
I was going to speak about the song I'm Motivated. That was one of the ones that caught my ear yesterday when I was listening.
Thank you.
And I actually, do you mind if we play that? And we'll
no,
right
I don't mind at all.
You?
Play the monster.
Yeah.
All right.
Since you're able to.
I'm Motivated. Don Shay Hopkins. I'm Motivated.
What's that little girl name?
Don Shay.
No.
Yes.
What's that?
Don Shay. I told
you
already. Yeah.
I don't think so. But what's her name again?
Don Shay. These for the dancing and those proud standing. NSH is cause my natural style's happy. The E and the A is for excellent acting. I'm rising to the top, I don't think you understand that. I'm coming if you're ready or not. I said I'm coming if you're ready or not. A kid having fun. Imagine if I took this a little more serious. Everybody saying Don Shay's so serious. Cute, 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 seek a toy. Gets me so curious. Oh, people always wonder how I'm so natural. I get it from my mother, huh? I like to smile, shine bright like a summer. I like to dance, so I got me a drummer. I'm rushing on me, I'm talented. Your girl only young, just imagine my accomplishments. Said Jack and Jack, no comment. Getting gym class, no problem. I'm coming if you're ready or not. I said I'm coming if you're ready or not. I said I'm coming if you're ready or not. I said I'm coming if you're ready or not. Oh, I'm motivated. Don't doubt my determination. I'm waiting on the world to see that this life that I'm living is a fantasy. These for the dancing and old proud standing. NSH is cause my natural style's happy. The E and the A.
I know that's right. I don't think you understand that. I know that's right. Wow. And remember, people, she's writing this herself. This is not, you know, no ghostwriting, no none of that. Multi-talented, Don Shay Hopkins. My goodness gracious. This is just awesome. Don Shay, I want to ask you quickly, in terms of the T-shirts, where can people purchase the T-shirts?
All right, so they can purchase the T-shirts at levelup.bigcartel, that's cartel with a K, .com. Or they can just go to Level Up Instagram page. Their Instagram page is levelupny, and they can click the link in their bio.
Right.
And
so for those people
who want to bring a back T-shirt.
That's right. Especially because of the fact that it's for a worthy cause. So for those who might not have been on earlier, you know, those proceeds go to where, Gonshay? Let them know.
March of Dimes.
Oh, it goes to March of Dimes. Half of the proceeds are going to March of Dimes.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to, I don't know if my sis has any more questions, but I just want to encourage you. One thing that I do know is that it's not always easy to do indie music and do it on your own, but, you know, just keep your head up and keep it going. And, you know, like we always extend our hand to anybody who we've had on the show to just, you know, let everyone know. And so this is for you too. You know, if you're going through and you just need a prayer or whatever the case may be, tell Mom to hit us up, and we are definitely on it, and you are definitely welcome to come back on the VIP and let us know whenever you're doing anything that you just would like everyone to know about. So we thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'm definitely going to be back. You guys are awesome.
All right.
I was saying that we also have a show that we do on Sundays called The Trend, and we'll definitely be playing some of your music over there as well.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So until the next time, we just want to thank, of course, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in, everybody who is hitting us up on Instagram and wherever they're hitting us up. If they logged on, if they called in, we want to thank you guys for, you know, supporting Gonshay, and just continue to support Gonshay because she's doing some awesome things, and she's definitely a positive teenager. So,
all right.
With that said,
I want to end with 3.2 by Gonshay,
which is her birthday, so she's a March 2nd baby.
It is.
So that's where that one came in. That's what. That's right,
and,
girl. I was doing my homework, Dante.
Yes. Thank you again for having me on. Thank you to the fans, and thank you to everyone that called in.
Oh, no problem. You're quite welcome. So this is Dante.
3.2?
Sure.
Okay, so 3.2, the bass line on that song is my heartbeat.
Oh, wow. This girl is dope. See, they ain't ready for
you. Thank you.
This girl is too dope for me. Wow. 3.2, Gonshay Hopkins.
And big shout out to her mama. Because I know
thank
she well
you.
She's
right here.
Hi.
She says thank you.
Hi. Thank you
for allowing us to be on.
No problem.
Absolutely.
She's
thank
doing
you.
An awesome job, Mama.
Thank you so much.
Yes, she is.
Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. Now, of course.
It's not.
I got a pause for the cause here. Because we haven't.
3.2.
I'm looking for. Oh, here we go.
3.2. But we don't know to butt in, just stay in our the world actually looks. They think you should do this and you shouldn't do that, but I think you should live how you wanna live. You should love who you wanna love, wear what you wanna wear, and do what you wanna do. 'Cause the only person that can love you and judge you is you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. The little heartbeat thing going on. That was really awesome. So since we got so excited about Don Shay, we didn't even do our intro. We got so excited. But we are at the very end of the VIP, so we are definitely going to do our outro. But before I do, I just want to ask Don Shay, if you have anything that you would like to say before we do our outro, you have the floor.
All right, so make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Don_Shay_Hopkins, on Twitter at Don Shay Hopkins. Everything else is Don Shay Hopkins. That's DonShayHopkins. Make sure you guys subscribe to me on YouTube. Make sure you guys check out my Facebook, which I'm going to be updating and revamping really, really soon. And stay tuned for new music because I'm currently writing some new stuff. And I'm currently working on a lot of other things, and I might have some really dope headphones coming out. So make sure you guys check out Fan Stereo. They have some amazing products, and I love their headphones and their earplugs, and I'm teaming up with them. So that's going to be super-duper exciting. And just make sure you guys buy 3.2 and get your hashtag Bring Raina Back t-shirts as well. And, oh, and there's going to be a performance here in New York at the Reebok store in Union Square on January 23rd. So if you guys can... February 23rd.
Not sure of the date.
Oh, we're not sure of the date. You said the 23rd. So.
23rd at USBT.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be soon here in New York at the Reebok store in Union Square. So if you guys follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or anything like that, if you keep up with me on social media, I'll be posting about it really, really soon. And then, oh, one more thing.
Thank you again. Uh-oh, go ahead.
So January 23rd, the USBC TV network. What is it? Okay, yeah, I'm performing live. So, and I'm going to be
really, really soon
on the media.
Awesome.
And thank you again
for
having me.
Keep us posted.
Of course,
28 times.
Starting out good for you.
Okay,
awesome. Thank you so much.
I said 2018 is starting out great for you.
So far. I don't want to jinx anything, but so far it's been pretty all right.
Awesome.
Oh, and again, I want to thank everyone that's in to listen to me. If you guys are listening to me right now, make sure you guys tune in every week and listen to the VIP, because this is a really, really good show.
Thank you, Dante. We didn't even have to ask her for a drop. She just gave us one. I appreciate her. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique Emeka. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Emeka, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueEmeka. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and trying. Thanks again for joining us.